Now imagine living somewhere so remote that you have no mains electricity, no mobile phone reception, and the nearest road is 2 days' hike away. The last thing you would expect to get there is broadband internet connection.
But in northwest Scotland, a new project is linking communities to the World Wide Web, and with some speedy results. Our technology correspondent, Rory Catherine-Jones, is on the Isle of Skye this morning, and we can finally see the beautiful scenery behind you, Rory, because you've got a bit of daylight now.
We have got a bit of daylight, yes. Yeah, this is the Gaelic College on the Isle of Skye, Salmar Ostaig. Like any university, it's got a decent enough broadband connection, but it's sharing it with others. So it's beaming the broadband wirelessly across the water to other islands and to remote parts of the mainland. And I've been on a little journey to see just how far this network stretches.
On a stormy Highland morning, we're off in search of a broadband miracle. Remote places which are getting a 21st century internet connection through a community scheme. In the village of Arnisdale, mobile phones don't work, but they've got a decent broadband signal. But across the loch is somewhere even more challenging to hook up to the modern world.
So Knoydart over there is the most remote mainland part of Britain. We're off there to see if we can find somebody with a broadband connection.
An Edinburgh academic who spends much of his time in Arnisdale is the man who got the broadband scheme off the ground.
So we're getting broadband to Arnisdale from a wireless link across from the college on Skye, and we are relaying it through a series of masts up to Benscreel there, across to Corran, back to Knoydart, back to Skye.
Waiting for us on the other side is Ian Wilson, a farmer who doesn't have mains electricity and moves his sheep to market by boat. But he too is getting a broadband connection beamed over from Skye to a receiver. It's fast enough for a video call to his son in Australia.
Yeah, it was a bit grey, but overcast, so easterly winds.
This is DIY broadband, requiring a bit of effort from the customer.
And we actually put up all the masts ourselves and dug the founds and, you know, all the electronics. And occasionally they send me something up from Edinburgh and we go up and rearrange it in the box up the hill there, you know, and test it.
Back in Arnisdale, we found more people dependent on their broadband. From Emma and Joe, planning a big event.
That will be arriving Thursday morning.
To Willie, keeping in touch from his internet shed with family around the world.
I'm really happy with it, like, you know. I would hate not to have it now. I never had a computer until this happened, like. I'm just slowly getting round it now, like. I'm getting there.
There are now plans to make this network much faster. These communities, and many like them, are finding that if they want decent broadband, they're just going to have to do it themselves.
Now, they're holding a conference here at the college today on community broadband. Martin McDonald, you're the IT manager here. What difference is it making to these communities?
Well, Martin, you've had already. Salmar Ostaig is a college within the University of Highlands and Islands, and as such, we've got a very high-quality link through the joint academic network, JANET, to the outside world. And we're happy to use that to help these remote communities. Many of these places have no internet access. So with a lot of services online, with local authorities going online, with educational courses online, and you've also got teleworking, it really brings them up to the same level as the rest of that.
So some of them have got a faster connection than some people have got at home in the city. Chris Condor, you're a rural broadband campaigner from Lancashire. You've got some props with you. What are they?
Yeah, this is the main core duct that goes through the villages, through the farms, and these are the subsidiary ducts.
But this is the key. What's
That's
this?
That's the fibre.
This is fibre. You think this is the key to getting...
This is the future. This is the future, and this is what's supplying projects like this. It's got to be fed by fibre. Digital parish pumps. These are the connections that go to people's houses. That's all you have to bury in your fields, to your house, blow that through, and you've got gigabit.
Briefly, it's a DIY effort, really, isn't it?
This is a DIY effort, yes, to help the rural communities, and any rural community who wants to help themselves can do it. It's the government's job to enable them to do it.
OK. And briefly, Martin, are you hopeful that you can reach more places now with this network, or is that it?
Well, the radio links have a range of about 45 kilometres, so really the range is only limited by the number of hops you can get, so you can really take it anywhere. The important thing is that you have an endpoint connection back to the internet.
The feed.
The feed, yeah. The feed. Yeah. That's what we're hearing. The key is having a big, fast connection in a central hub and then feeding it to as many places as possible. And that's what they're doing from here.
It's clever, isn't it, Rory? Thank you.